Now there was another heir to the throne, Ivan the Terrible's younger son, Dmitri. But it is generally believed that this son was assassinated in 1591 in Uglich, Russia, leaving Russia without a male heir to the throne, and therefore hurling Russia into an age of political chaos and great upheaval known as the Time of Troubles. Polish secret agents, working in concert with the Vatican, sought to exploit this chaos by insisting that the rumors of the young Dmitri's demise had been incorrect, and that the rightful heir to the Russian throne had managed to escape to safety in Poland back in 1591. According to the story, Dmitri returned to Moscow to reclaim his right to the Russian crown in July 1605. This alleged Dmitri, son of Tsar Ivan IV, appeared on the scene around 1600 when he managed to create a good impression on Patriarch Job, the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church. Then Tsar Boris Godunov was so concerned about this alleged son of his predecessor that he ordered the young Dmitri arrested and an investigation followed. Gradually, as opposition to Boris Godunov grew, more and more powerful families in Russia began to support Dmitri's claim to the throne. On 17 April 1604, Dmitri publicly converted to Roman Catholicism, and in this way won the support of the papal nuncio Claudio Rengoni to support his claims. By June 1604, Dmitri had managed to put together an army of his own, and as the weeks and months wore on, Dmitri won the support of disaffected Cossacks and others who supported his bid to take the throne of Russia. They captured towns as they advanced towards Moscow, Chernihiv, Putivl, Sievsk, Kursk. On 13 April 1605, Boris Godunov suddenly died, and the last obstacle to Dmitri's claim had been removed. On 1 June 1605, members of the ruling families in Moscow imprisoned the new Tsar, Fyodor II, and then murdered him and his mother. On 20 June 1605, Dmitri entered Moscow triumphantly, and on 21 July 1605, the false Dmitri, a Polish and Vatican spy, was coronated the Tsar of Russia. Dmitri immediately set about instituting a series of policies and acts that began to alienate the Russian population that had supported him. On 8 May 1606, Dmitri married a Polish Catholic noblewoman, Marina Mniszecz, also popularly known as Marinka the Witch inside Russia. In violation of Russian tradition, Dmitri's new wife did not convert to Russian Orthodoxy. The Russian aristocracy, led by Prince Vasily Shuisky, began to plot against Dmitri, renouncing him for his Roman Catholicism, for sodomy, and for other heresies. 2 weeks after Dmitri's wedding, on the morning of 17 May 1606, armed conspirators stormed the Kremlin, forcing Dmitri to flee for his life by leaping from a tower window and breaking his leg. The band came upon Dmitri and shot him where he lay, then displayed his corpse for throngs of viewers. Soon after, the conspirators burned Dmitri's corpse and fired his ashes from a cannon back towards Poland as a signal to all Catholics and Poles that this was the fate of Catholic spies inside Russia. Initially imprisoned, Dmitri's wife Marina was allowed to return to Poland after she renounced her own right to the Russian crown. It is generally believed that the organizer of three false Dmitri conspiracies of this period was Marina Mniszecz's father, Jerzy Mniszecz. They would bring forward two more false Dmitris before they were eventually executed, or in Marina's case, died in prison in 1614.
This ends Lecture 4. Remember to visit this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures you've just heard.